This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. In 1956, General Motors hosted a car expo called Motorama.
One of the most forward-looking things on display wasn't a car, but a movie.
That's forward-looking producer Sam Greenspan.
The film was called Key to the Future. In it, we see a family of four cruising along a desert highway in a beautiful, futuristic GM Firebird. But this car is actually just the set dressing for what GM really wants to show us. Their vision for a self-driving vehicle.
This is Firebird 2304.
Roger, Firebird 2. You're now under automatic control. Hands off steering.
After being put on automatic control, the dad who's driving the car pushes the steering wheel out of the way. For nearly as long as there's been an auto industry, there have been dreams of a car that drives on its own.
Ever since the 1950s, there has never been a year with fewer than 30,000 people killed in car accidents. And more than 90% of all automobile accidents are attributable to one thing: human error. So for some industry people, a fully automated car is a kind of holy grail.
The thing about automation, though, is that as it solves problems, it inevitably creates new ones.
As automation makes our lives easier and safer, it also creates more complex systems and fewer humans who understand those systems. Human factors engineers call this the automation paradox.
I'm Chris Ermson. I lead the self-driving car project here at Google.
He believes the way to solve the automation paradox for cars is to take humans out of the operation entirely.
You get to sidestep all of these kind of control confusion, kind of potential challenges by taking that out of the way. You get to remove a part of the system that you can't designed.
No human drivers, just human passengers. There have been a few players developing self-driving car technologies, the most visible among them being Google.
If you look at the car that you own today, you know, it's kind of sat parked somewhere 95% of the time, and that's kind of poorly using, you know, both your kind of financial resources that went into it, but also the environmental resources, the material and energy we put into making that vehicle. So if we can use that more efficiently by sharing it, that sounds fantastic.
In other words, it's possible that these cars could enable a world in which no one owns a car and all of us just get around by robot taxi.
But that's really only the starting point. After all, the vast majority of American cities are built around cars. And so, transforming the car means transforming the city.
My name is Costa Samaras. I'm an assistant professor in the Civil and Environmental Engineering Department at Carnegie Mellon University.
Costa Samaras has thought a lot about how self-driving cars will change society, starting with parking lots.
We can get rid of a lot of the parking garage space and put in housing or commercial development.
Because if all or most cars are taxis, we don't need to clear out spaces in congested downtowns just so cars can have a place to sit idle. Get out of the robot taxi and it's off to give a ride to someone else.
Urban cores get denser, downtowns get more walkable.
And the roads that we do have can be used more efficiently. But you know, sometimes you really just need to get in your car and go. Like, say, if you're getting chased by gun-toting corporate goons trying to stop you from aiding Martian colonist rebels. You know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger did in Total Recall.
Hello! I'm Johnny Cat. Where can I take you tonight?
Drive! Drive!
Would you please repeat the destination?
Oh, anywhere. Just go! Go!
I'm not familiar with that address. Would you please repeat the destination?
At which point Arnold rips the robot driver out of the car and pilots it himself. As much as we love building things that make our lives easier, it seems like we never get tired of seeing someone cast the robots aside. We love seeing people do things by hand. It's like we all have this anxiety about if we lose the ability to do something ourselves, are we losing a piece of ourselves or something?
99% Invisible was produced this week by Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.